Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Personal application. Thursday, July 9th, 2026. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Ephesians 6:12. This week's study focused on recognizing the reality of spiritual warfare and understanding the Christian's responsibility to stand firm in Christ. Ephesians 6:12 teaches that believers live in the middle of a spiritual battle that cannot be ignored or treated casually. Christians face temptation, deception, discouragement, fear, division, and spiritual opposition in many forms throughout daily life. God calls His people to remain spiritually alert, grounded in truth, and dependent upon His strength. The goal of this week is to increase knowledge about spiritual warfare and to help believers recognize the battle around them and respond faithfully through obedience, prayer, and trust in Christ. One of the most helpful ways to apply Scripture personally is through the inductive Bible study method. This approach asks three important questions. What does the passage say? What does the passage mean? How should I respond? First, observation asks what the passage says. Ephesians 6:12 teaches that believers do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Paul describes the Christian life as a spiritual struggle involving rulers, authorities, cosmic powers, and spiritual forces of evil. The verse clearly teaches that spiritual warfare is real. Christians are engaged in conflict with unseen spiritual opposition that works against God's truth and God's people. Second, interpretation asks what the passage means. Paul's purpose is not to frighten believers or encourage unhealthy fascination with demons and spiritual darkness. Instead, Paul wants Christians to recognize the true nature of the battle. Many struggles in life involve more than visible circumstances. Satan works to tempt believers towards sin, weaken faith, stir division, promote disagreement, and distract Christians from faithful obedience. Spiritual warfare often unfolds quietly through compromise, pride, fear, bitterness, distraction, or spiritual laziness. Paul teaches believers to look beneath surface-level problems and recognize the deeper spiritual conflict taking place. Third, application asks how believers should respond. Ephesians 6:12 calls Christians to spiritual awareness and dependence upon God. Believers should not drift through life spiritually unprepared. Christians stand firm through prayer, scripture, worship, obedience, fellowship with other believers, and trust in Christ. Spiritual warfare often appears in ordinary moments. A believer may face temptation to respond in anger, neglect prayer, compromise truth, or grow discouraged in suffering. In those moments, Christians must remember that the battle is spiritual and that God provides strength to stand firm. This passage also reminds believers that people are not the ultimate enemy. Satan seeks to divide relationships and stir conflict. Christians must respond differently. Instead of living with bitterness and hatred, believers are called to walk in grace, truth, forgiveness, and love while remaining spiritually alert. Most importantly, Ephesians 6:12 points believers to confidence in Christ. Jesus has already defeated sin, death, and Satan through His death and resurrection. Christians do not stand firm through personal strength alone. God equips His people with His truth and power. Because of Christ, believers can face spiritual warfare with confidence, faith, and perseverance. Reflection questions. 1. What are some ways spiritual warfare may appear in ordinary areas of daily life? 2. How does Ephesians 6:12 challenge the way you think about conflict, temptation, and discouragement? 3. What practical steps can help you remain spiritually alert and dependent upon God each day? Memorization. Reminder. Continue reviewing Ephesians 6:12 today by repeating the verse aloud from memory. Focus on understanding the meaning behind each phrase. Ask God to use His Word to strengthen your awareness, deepen your faith, and help you stand firm in Christ.